Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Book, Chapter, and Verse. We, the Brethren of the Church of Christ that meets in Prospect, Indiana, want to thank you for tuning in as we all strive to study and learn more from God's inspired Word this day. Well, over the past few weeks, we've been looking at God's plan of salvation as found in the Bible. We've looked at how that we need to hear and do God's Word, that we need to believe and have faith, that we need to be repenting of our sins, as we see in Acts 2 and verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Today we're going to be talking about the subject of confessing. Now, understand that we're not talking about confessing our sins to one another in this lesson. Now, there is a time for that. In James chapter 5 and verse 16, we read, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." There are going to be times when we're going to reach out to brothers and sisters in Christ and ask them to pray for us. They can't forgive us our sins. Only God can forgive our sins. But if we need help, if we're struggling with sin, we can reach out to someone and let them know that we're struggling and ask for their prayers as well. As we think about confessing, we're talking about confessing Christ. And it's important that we understand the significance of our confession just before we're baptized into the Lord's body. We need to be able to teach a person what it means when they say, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God." So very often, we may be more than willing to confess and proclaim our allegiance to athletes and teams and entertainers. But when it comes to Jesus, the sweetest name of all, it may be an embarrassment to some. And some people out in the world may even make a joke of it when we profess that we're Christians, that we're Christ-like. But that should never stop us from confessing Christ before mankind. Because we know that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, Romans 14 and verse 10. And we need to make sure that our confession comes from the heart, remembering that the way that we conduct our lives should fit our confession. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Christ wants disciples who are willing to follow all of his teachings and to follow the will of God. Again, our confession must come from the heart and be made of our own free will, not just repeating empty words and saying something because the preacher says so. You know, we may have played a game when we were a kid where we played mercy with someone and maybe had our hands interlocked and bent over backwards and, you know, somebody says, "Say uncle, say uncle." So we finally confess that. No, God wants is for people to make the good confession from the heart. So let's look at what it means to confess Jesus Christ. First of all, how do we confess? Well, we know that we are taught in school that we are to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, but we don't pledge allegiance when we do that to the flag of Canada or a country in Africa. As Christians, we're taught how to confess Christ, not some man or woman here on this earth. We don't put our faith in them. We put our faith in Christ. We know that confession is to be made with the mouth. In the book of Romans chapter 10, reading here verses 9 and 10, says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have to have something that people can hear, that they know that we've made this confession. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, we find out that our confession must be, again, something that people can hear. It must be with the tongue. In Philippians 2, let's pick up here with verse 9. We'll read down through verse 12. It says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." So again, we have to make this confession. And it has to be made before man. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 32, in the first part of the verse, he said, therefore, whoever confesses me before men. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men. You know, are we ashamed? If we're not willing to confess Christ before men and women, then we're going to be just like the rulers of Israel, as we read in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. It says, nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Folks, we have to be willing to confess Christ before man. Matter of fact, we go back to Matthew chapter 10. If we're not willing to confess him before man, he's not willing to confess us before our Heavenly Father. Well, we know that in Acts chapter 8, that we are to confess Christ before we are baptized into him. In Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 36, it says, now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? You see, Philip had been preaching to the eunuch about Jesus Christ using the scriptures, using book, chapter, and verse. Now, verse 37, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then in verse 38 it says, so he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. You see, we have to confess our belief and our faith in Christ as the Son of God before we are baptized for the remission of our sins. And it should be a good confession. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12, Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called, and have confessed. The good confession in the presence of many witnesses. If we want to be a soldier for Christ, we have to be willing to make a public confession in him. And that good confession comes from where? We've already learned. It comes from the heart. Well, so when we confess, we know that we are to confess Christ. We learned that in Romans 10 and verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, let's go to John chapter 11. And look as Jesus here was talking with Martha. In John chapter 11, I want to pick up in verse 25. We'll read down through verse 27. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. You notice there that Martha didn't confess her faith in some man here upon this earth. You know, whole religions have been built around men on this earth. That's wrong according to God's word, because we cannot put book, chapter, and verse to back up that kind of teaching. We must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Wasn't that what Peter was willing to do in Mark chapter 16, verses 13 through 18? You know, it's very interesting to note that the town here where this takes place when Peter makes this confession here in Matthew 16, the town here is in the extreme northern boundary area of Palestine, and it's in the region of Caesarea Philippi. And that town was known as the center of worship of the heathen god Pan. And it was known then as Peneus. Our modern name is Bunaeus. No P in the Arabic alphabet. But there's about 200 households there, mainly occupied by Turks. But think of that. Here they were standing in the shadows of the pagan god Peneus. Yet Peter recognized the difference between the gods of men, small g, and the one and only living God, capital G, Jehovah. In other words, Peter confessed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, Jehovah. And we need to be willing to make that confession as well, just like the eunuch was willing to make in Acts 8 and verse 37. Our belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God is essential if we want salvation. Well, why should we confess? Well, because it is a necessity. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10 now. In Matthew chapter 10, we used a part of a verse there earlier as we were looking at this idea of confessing Christ and Him confessing us. But I want to read here verses 32 and 33 in Matthew 10. Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Folks, we must be willing to confess Christ. It is a necessity. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, as Jesus was instructing John to write to the church there at Sardis, Jesus said, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." You see, it's necessary that we confess Christ so that he will confess us before his Father. Next, we know that confession is made unto salvation. We learned that earlier in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Reading verse 10 there again. It says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." We should confess Christ because he is the only one who could atone for our sins. And he did atone for our sin. He was that perfect, sinless sacrifice. Hebrews 9 and verse 12. Why should we confess? Because God abides in those who confess. In 1 John 4 and verse 15 we read, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God." You know, if we want God to abide in us, we must confess that Jesus Christ is his Son. Well, you know, God's Word has taught us today that we must confess Christ. So the question is, will we confess Christ or will we deny him? Will we be faithful and continue to confess Christ all the way to our death, even if it means by confessing our belief in him that it will cause our death? Stephen was willing to do that, wasn't he? In Acts 7 verses 59 and 60. Will we be like Stephen? Or will we be like Peter and deny the Lord? Remember back in Matthew 26, verses 33 through 35, that Peter said, you know, Jesus said this was going to happen, and Peter said, "No, it'll never happen." But verses 69 through 75, we learn that in fact he did deny Christ. On the day of judgment, you and I will weep bitterly if we haven't confessed Christ. But you know what? It's not too late, because what happened with Peter? Later on, Peter the apostle was willing to die for Christ. We can change. Maybe we've become those who have went astray. We can change and come back and do the right thing. So, what are we going to do? Confess him or deny him? We have to choose. We can't be neutral in this matter, folks. Pilate, in the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew, tried to remain neutral. In verse 22 there, he said, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" Being neutral is rejecting Christ as our Lord. If we reject him, understand, we cannot be saved. In Acts chapter 4, I want to read verses 9 through 12. It says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucify, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.'" Folks, do we want to be saved? Then we must confess Christ. We must confess Christ. And you know, Christ would not ask us to confess him if he wasn't willing to do the same himself. In Mark 15 and verse 2, "Then Pilate asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And he answered and said to him, 'It is as you say.'" This confession caused the death of Christ. And it is the confession that will save us if we will make it with a true heart. And it needs to be done with commitment. Will you confess Christ? Will you obey all the gospel of Christ, God's plan of salvation? Remember, we've already learned, you must hear, you must believe, must repent, You must confess. You must be baptized and must live faithfully unto death. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. We, the Brethren of the Church of Christ that meets in Prospect, Indiana, would like to invite you to come and visit with us as we worship God. For information on the times of our services and for directions to our building, please check out our website at prospectchurchofchrist.org. Thanks again and have a great day.